Look, facts changed, okay?
Wow, the facts changed.
I was going to go to the studio, but then things came up and I had to stay home.
Side note, at 10:40, what happened in the wee hours between 11 p.m. and 11 a.m.?
Not even 11 p.m. and 11.
That's personal. Why would I care?
That's right. That's
wow.
Scotch there, dude.
Wow.
Can't reveal that.
I'm like, wait a minute. I said, the person who got this ball rolling.
First of all, what do you mean rolling?
You sent out the flyer. Hey, who's going into work? Like, hey, you guys going in? You going
in? It wasn't an invitation or anything like that.
Oh, okay.
Not that we need to be invited.
Okay. You certainly asked the question. How often do you ask that question?
I asked a question. I was going to go. I had every intention of going.
No, I'm saying, how often have you sent out a flyer who's going to work tomorrow? Never. Mm-mm. So we thought it
That's
was like
not true. I send it out.
No, you don't. Mm-mm. No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. Unless I know for a fact you're going in. Mm-mm. Okay.
It's Tuesday.
I'm looking at the thread.
Lashing out.
So you want me to You want me to search in the thread going in?
The thread. Then, you can't. If we search. Wait. Let me explain something to people. If you search out thread for 15 minutes, you'd get to yesterday at 12 o'clock at night. So imagine how far back you would have to go.
How do I even do this?
Well, number one, this is the new year. We haven't gone to the studio.
I can't search it because it's a stupid Android from Marcos.
You can search it, dude.
No, isn't the iPhone compatible with Androids now?
No, not compatible enough.
Yeah, it is.
You guys still saw my sexy picture. I was hoping to unsend that.
It's good. That was good.
What about my foot? I'd rather have your sexy picture than your foot just been all out there.
Much like Leroy's foot, let's get to the mixed bag.
Wow.
What are you saying? My feet are mixed?
The directions they go are.
Yikes.
Hi, Marcos. Jimmy Butler says he wants to go anywhere but Miami, but they have to pay me an extra $60 million. What does your mixed bag say anything of?
My mixed bag is filled with another ex-NBA player, not too happy with the Heat, but hey, he called it, because all these ex-NBA players with podcasts are always correct, aren't they? This time, it is Mr. Jeffrey Teague.
I actually really like Jeff Teague's podcast. He's really funny.
He has great
stories. He's probably told the best anecdote of the Jimmy Butler Minnesota Timberwolves practice.
I have heard that.
He's really funny.
But
and by the way, he's like, no. This guy saw Minnesota Jimmy do Minnesota Jimmy.
Yeah.
And so he's like, it's like telling old war stories. He goes, listen, if he says he wants to be traded, he should probably trade him. He said this months ago.
This is Jeff Teague said he told you the Heat should have traded Jimmy.
I think 7 games is excessive. But this is Jimmy. When Jimmy's unhappy, when Jimmy doesn't get paid, mm-hmm. he feel like he need to be paid. It's what he do. You know, he's going to go crazy. He's going to talk. He's going to make sure it's a media frenzy around him. He know how to get what he want. I don't agree with the way he's going about it. I mean, he didn't say anything wrong. He just said he didn't want to be there. He still said I was going to show up to work. I was going to still do my job. But when he was doing his job, he was shooting all one leg fadeaway. I know Jimmy. So I'm like, what I tell y'all, I'm like, they got to trade him.
Yeah.
When Jimmy unhappy, bro, he going to do what he say. I mean, I think 7 games is way too much. I know they're going to probably...
Yeah, that's crazy.
NBA going to get some of that money back for him. What a MVP at.
Yeah, they did put in a request. Review the situation.
That's way too
much. 7 games is crazy. He lost like 3 M's from that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's nuts, bro.
Yeah, so now they got to trade him. So it ain't even like... Just to get some value back for him, like, people going to lowball him now.
Yeah. And now it seems like even the lowballs, Jimmy's trying to say...
Right.
I don't want those. No. The Grizzlies didn't promise anything. But the Suns did.
One team. You would rather lose and get your money. That's basically what that's saying to me.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Don't talk about, like, listen, it's okay to want a different job for whatever the reasons are. I don't have any disrespect. I don't have any hate. I'm not even mad at you. Don't lie about it. Don't lie, but just put it out there for what it is. I want to go to Phoenix because they'll give me the money. That's it. So make it about that.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Tony the Tiger?
That's good.
Thank you.
That's pretty good.
I was pretty proud of that one.
That's pretty good.
Point for wow. Toby.
For going to Sabonis.
He's going to kill me.
You always say he's garbage, too. Every time you say that, you go 20-20-12.
I want more. One time I mentioned something about Klay Thompson, and he has like a 27-point game. For a week, it was my fault.
Well, it was
yeah, but this guy's been averaging 20-15.
I know. So,
this was your fault, though. I mean, like Jaime Jaquez had a triple-double yesterday. It's not that big a deal. Ooh.
Jalen Hurts, still in concussion protocol.
Who do they got this week?
They got Packers.
Packers.
You see, the Ravens are 10-point favorites
against
Ravens Steelers. Some crazy spreads recently.
Steelers are in a funk though. Steelers lost like four straight.
Yeah, they just
They've been like, yeah, I don't know. And then Russ did that thing where he goes, I don't want to talk about the past. I'm like, all right, Sammy Sosa.
Oh no!
Run from the past
look,
all you want.
Hey, look at this quarterback. Boom, boom. You know what that is? Mobile. Now he's immobile.
Anyway, what do you got?
We went from one unhappy situation to another concerning Tyreek Hill and the Miami Dolphins, but this is Zach Sealer, who admitted that maybe we didn't handle things in the background well. This is potentially the Dolphins MVP, Zach Sealer.
There are things going on this year, obviously, in the background, and they need to get taken care of, and some things could have been, I guess, we needed to be on our P's and Q's earlier in the season and earlier in camp, and I think it's a point of focus this year, and we're going to make sure we don't mess that up again.
Point of focus this year. Great. Great.
It's not a great look for the coach.
Not a great look at all.
I would say this.
Lack of discipline.
I would say this. It's not that.
Structure.
He empowers his players. Maybe okay. Too much. No. I know a lot of coaches that do this. Right. Denny did this. Denny barely talked.
I would have messed with him though.
Right. That's my point. You know why? Because everybody on that field made sure that things were in order. So
I think with Mike McDaniel, he strikes me as a boss you can push around. Like, you know, he makes a joke about it. Be like, looks like somebody hit the snooze button today.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
They're like, shut up, nerd.
No, you know what Denny would say?
What?
I don't find people, I cut them.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
They are who we thought they were. Right. Let them out the hook.
I heard that Denny twice. Only twice. When he gets to that point, you can hear a pin drop. He stopped practice one time because ball was on the ground, incomplete pass. You got to be bleeping me. Huddle up. He was like, uh-oh.
Guys, where's Coach? Where is he? He's still reviewing those challenges he lost. I'll figure out. Where did he go wrong?
I feel bad for him. Sometimes I'm like, those challenges are questionable.
I don't feel bad for him. I like him a lot. You know, he seems like a decent guy.
Like, I just think that.
I do look at him sometimes, though, and I'm like, is he in over his head?
No, he's not in over his head.
All right.
Offensive coordinator?
But if I would say there's one thing that Mike McDaniel needs to do. If you want guys to play a certain way, even though you empower the veteran players on your team, make it known. Make it known what is acceptable and what isn't acceptable, and have consequences for that. And then you can hand that power of keeping it going to your veterans.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't do it without fully expressing what you think and how you think things should be done. Because in the end, it's going to fall on you. So when you think of all the coaches, when I say Mike Tomlin, things are done a certain way, right? When you think Andy Reid, you don't hear this stuff.
Bundlerowski.
right? Mm-hmm. But you know what I'm saying. There's guys, there's a way that these coaches express how they want things done, right? We used to get mad at Tom Coughlin about this, right? But you have to have that basic structure. I'm not saying you got to lead with an iron fist, but you got to let everybody know how things are going to be done and what you expect of them. And then you emphasize that on the leaders. And then the leaders continue to press those moments or push those issues. But I think some players treat Mike McDaniel and his antics as being soft. And that's what he needs to fix.
Yeah, I agree. Give us one more there, Froggy.
Got good news for you guys.
Great.
Specifically you, Tobin, because I know you'll be up late tonight.
Oh, man.
Yesterday, following a tough loss, Bam Adebayo was quoted as saying the change, the breakthrough that they need could start tomorrow, which is tonight, against Golden State Warriors.
Tomorrow. breakthrough tomorrow, then, you know, like, your body starts feeling better than you start. Times that by 15, and, you know, you can go on the roll and we can run off this road trip.
I'm not a basketball. Mm-hmm. So he's not. He's a very even keeled guy, which I do appreciate about him. Mm-hmm. He doesn't get wavered. But I would try. Bam, I'm gonna just, dude. No more fadeaways for like a week, okay? I want you to do something for me. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Take that damn basketball.
Yeah.
You either dunk it.
Yeah.
Or you drive to the rim. Mm-hmm. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
Okay. Enough of this. Whee! Spin-a-rooney stuff. Mm-hmm. All right? All right. Every once in a while, under shock, like, you got to do what you got to do. I don't understand why this guy makes it so hard on himself sometimes. Mm. Okay? Everything, it feels like he bogs down the ice. Dude, I've seen you. Just under the rim. Go for a dunk.
I'm looking for those kids' gloves you have on
your hand. I don't have kids' gloves.
You do.
I have kids' gloves. Go.
I'll give it to him, dude.
I'm not going to give it to him.
Give it to him.
What do you want me to say? Huh?
I want you to
You want me to say? Hey. What do you want me to say? Hey. Is this what you want?
Hey. No. Mike McDaniel, stop being soft.
You want me to say
it? Tell him.
I'm not going to say it.
Say it with your chest.
This guy's been, he's a very nice man.
What nice guy?
You guys want me to sit here and you want me to say Bam Adebayo's a fat cat? That's what you want me to say?
No.
Bam Adebayo screwing the pooch after getting the bag. That's what you guys want, huh?
You get meow.
What?
If it were anybody else, what would you have done?
You want me to sit here and you just want me to say
yeah.
Bam Adebayo couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat. You want me to say Bam Adebayo knew the new DeAndre Jordan. That's what you want
you
me to say?
You know why Bam couldn't hit water?
Because
he would land on you.
I don't want
who's also rats off his shit.
I do not want to hear you guys bully me into saying things about Bam Adebayo, a perfectly decent man who's in a simple offensive slump for half the season, okay?
He's had some struggles.
All we need is a couple good games, and we're back on track. But you guys want me to sit here and say, Bam Adebayo, Bismack Biyombo, samesies. Hey, where are you going? Where are you going?
I'm just making sure. Just, you know, back after this.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. But these days, it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime. So you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made. And from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. It's crafted with timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, which means this hoodie can withstand any outing or adventure. It'll be your new favorite hoodie, and you can depend on it for years to come. Plus, buying from American Giant means supporting local communities of farmers, manufacturers, and more. This season, snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code CLASSIC24.